Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're discussing today, I believe, a very serious, pivotal question in this election process. Who do we trust? We're warned in the Scripture not to place our trust in man. We need to understand that we can't place our trust in government. There are too many evidences, ladies and gentlemen, of a total denigrated system of governance in America today that we ought not to trust whatsoever, never should have. Our trust should be in God and not government. But I want us to examine a few things, ladies and gentlemen, just an overview of what I call the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic candidates and their party, what they represent. Ladies and gentlemen, today, America has open borders, and I say thank you. In fact, on one occasion, I talked about the number of accomplishments for the Democratic Party. And had some folks a little upset and a little concerned and worried because they're absolutely zip zero, nada, no positive accomplishments by the Democratic Party. Contrarywise, all that they have accomplished is the denigration, the destruction, the tearing down, and the undermining of everything that's called morals, ethics, and values in America and our American culture. Ladies and gentlemen, today, America has open borders thanks to Joe Biden and his open borders policy. Now, I think they're just now paying attention. They've started to sending back some, I believe, from Venezuela. I don't know why, just from Venezuela. They're holding some in Mexico and other places. But, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, based on the gotaways, that's about a million people that they know crossed over, but they did not have an opportunity, our Border Patrol's opportunity to talk with, stop, or to register in any way, shape, or form. With about a million gotaways, and approximately 3.5 to 4 million, they say by the end of 2022, that's the end of this year, that we will have approximately a net number of about 5 million illegals that's come into America in the 21-22 calendar year of the leadership of Joe Biden. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about what is at stake in our election this cycle, one of the major things is the sovereignty of our great nation is at stake. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we analyze the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Party called the Democrats. Today we have open borders, and it's as a result of the Democrats. And, ladies and gentlemen, there's not one, hear me, on a local, state, or national level, there's not one Democrat that's running that does not embrace the Biden policy on the open borders. I've listened to some of these would be called his constituents that will state, well, you know, my grandparents were aliens that came in. They were foreigners that came into America. They were welcomed with an open arm. John Fetterman, the nitwit that's running in Pennsylvania for U.S. Senate seat, he said that he would have total open borders. He would wants to have all criminals let out of prison. He wants to have everyone that wants to come to America, the ability to come in, whether they come in legal or illegal. And that's the mindset of the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Party today. And ladies and gentlemen, today, thanks to Joe Biden and the Socialist, Marxist agenda of the Democratic Party, we have millions upon millions of Americans that have died or today are physically disabled due to the forced COVID death jab. They have lied to us about COVID dangers and the deadly COVID jab that's being stabbed into the arms today of Mega Millions. In fact, I'm looking at one article, headline, it's a massive article, about 20, 25 pages, dated November the 1st, in fact. Anthony Fauci's psychopathic murder of the masses. It starts out with several poignant quotes. Let me read them to you. The mainstream media and social media giants are imposing a totalitarian censorship to prevent public health advocates like myself from voicing concerns and from engaging in civil information, informed debate in the public square. Robert Kennedy Jr., chairman of the Children's Health Defense Fund, he does a superb job with exposing the lies that we've been told by Anthony Fauci, Joe Biden, CDC, etc., and the FDA, etc. Here's another statement, another quote. The ideal subject of totalitarian rule is not the convinced Nazi or the convinced communist, but people for whom the distinction between fact and fiction, i.e., the reality of experience, and the distinction between true or false, the standards of thought, no longer exist in America today. And it talks about, it's signed by Hannah Arendt, The Origins of Totalitarianism. Another quote. Censorship reflects a society's lack of confidence in itself. It's a hallmark of an authoritarian regime. Potter Smith, dissenting, he's one of the dissenting voices in the Ginsburg versus the United States decision. It happened, therefore, it can happen again. It can happen everywhere, according to this Italian Jewish survivor of Auschwitz. Indifference and the silence of people led to the Holocaust. To remain silent and indifferent is the greatest sin of all, Eli Weissel, a Holocaust survivor, said. Ladies and gentlemen, the article continues. Throughout the country, from federal agencies down to local city and county boards, all of the decisions regarding COVID-19 were made by unelected heads of agencies, which affected every human being in America. Those choices were followed by state government, city and county mayors, heads of police and fire departments, hospital administrators, etc. They all love their totalitarian control of then the mandates. Get the clot shots or else. Except, of course, for the Bidens, who Biden deemed exempt. It goes on to talk about that. Further, it states, not one of those federal agent leaders was selected, and not one of them ever treated a COVID-19 patient. Yet every one of them told all Americans that we could, what we could and could not do, and then destroyed the ability of the physicians to properly treat their patients other than their deadly protocol. This, their goal was the money-making deadly shot COVID-19 stat jab. When hospitals followed these protocols, they collected taxpayer dollars from the federal government with the highest payments to the patient for the patients who died, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, a patient in a hospital with COVID that dies that's still registered as COVID is worth about three-quarters to $1 million to the healthcare institution that they are in at the point of their death. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today. The focus that we ought to have is on God and not government. And we're looking at the election that is imminent and right before us. We're on the very eve, the threshold of this pivotal election cycle. And we need to cast our ballots. But we need to understand the issues. We need to understand what we're faced with. We need to understand the dangers of voting for a socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic candidate. Today, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to the Democratic Party, our schools are literally breeding grounds for the sodomite LGBTQ sexualization and recruitment of our children in the classroom. That has been promulgated by the Biden administration, pushed through the Biden administration and all of its surrogate agencies, and it's being paid for by taxpayer dollars, where raw pornography is taught in the classroom as sex education. Most of that literature, ladies and gentlemen, is written, produced, distributed, published, and distributed by the LGBTQ sodomite organizations and Planned Parenthood, which both of those are the only two organizations that really profit from the sexualization and the grooming and the induction of our kids in the public schools. That's the reason I've said for many, many, many years to moms and dads and grandparents, take your child out of the socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM, democratically controlled, public school, governmentally controlled system. Put them in homeschool, Christian school, online education. In fact, I have said for years and years and years, your child is better off morally, ethically, theologically, doctrinally, biblically, societally, if they are dummies academically, but know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And the only way to protect them is keep them out of the governmentally controlled incubators of sexualization, weaponization of the educational system, and the brainwashing of our sons and daughters and grandkids. Ladies and gentlemen, today, the Democratic Party, all of those that are now in office and all of those that are running for office have lied to America about the source of the COVID pathogen. They still will not admit to us that the COVID pathogen was man-made. It was created. It was a spliced pathogen in the Wuhan China lab paid for by U.S. taxpayer dollars at the behest of Dr. Sir Anthony Fauci. And yet we do not have a Democrat that's in office or that's running for office that will admit that particular fact in relationship to Anthony Fauci being the mass murderer that he is. I've said he needs to be locked up, tried, convicted, and executed. I'm saying that in a legal sense, and placed either in prison for the rest of his life or placed in for capital murder, which is what he's performed, capital murder, and suffer the consequences because he's responsible for murdering millions on a global basis. In the United States of America, there's somewhere in the neighborhood, according to Matt Stable with Liberty Counsel, somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 million people that have died from the COVID vaccination, and about 1.5 to 2 million minimum number in America that suffered total sterilization or total paralyzation or total dependence upon chemical help from the pharmaceuticals for the rest of their lives as a result of taking the COVID jab. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the election that is right upon us and how we need to vote. And we need to focus, first of all, on God and not government. We need to place our faith and trust in God, asking God to give us wisdom, how to cast our vote, give us wisdom in being obedient to His Lordship in our lives each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, the COVID pathogen, not only were we lied to about its source, we were lied to in relationship to the mask mandate, lied to about the efficacy of the lockdowns. We were lied to and continue to be lied to today in relationship to the reality of the COVID pathogen, its source, and its danger, and its like thereof. Ladies and gentlemen, if you get COVID, there's less than 1% chance that you will die. If you have the COVID jab, there's about an 83% chance that you're going to die as a result of the COVID jab. So I don't know about you, but I'd rather take the statistical advantage of saying I'd rather get the COVID than take the COVID jab. But yet under the Democrat-controlled House and the Senate and the Oval Office, there's the mindset today that there needs to be a needle in every arm in America. And that will, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully, lest we change that at the ballot box, that will continue to be exacerbated, and there will be the point in time in America where every human being in some fashion will be forced to take the jab. Under the CDC vote just 2 weeks ago, 15 members on the board, it was 15-0, voted that the CDC can now require, and it will be promulgated and pushed through every agency, but it is going to be required for every child in the public schools that your child must have the COVID jab, which is a death blow, must have the COVID jab or he cannot go to the public school system. And I say to every parent, if you're listening, don't you dare let that happen to your child. Take them out, teach them at home, or let them sit it out until some relief can be given. I say to you, I'd rather have a live child and a dumb live child, academically speaking, than to have a dead child or a paralyzed child as a result of taking the COVID jab. But that's on the fast track. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic Party and all Democratic candidates today are pushing for the Green Freak Agenda. The Green Freak Agenda. It is the Green New Deal. It was called the Inflation Reduction Act. But it is nothing but the Green New Deal packaged a little different. Ladies and gentlemen, it will put everything that's called petroleum products out of business. It will shut down all oil production, shut down all fracking, all gas production in the United States of America. At one time, just 2 years ago, America was energy independent and exporting energy around the globe. Today, we're totally dependent upon Russia, upon China, upon Venezuela, upon any other, dependent upon any other nation that can provide crude oil for us and natural gas, because we're not producing it. because of the Green New Deal freaks that's in office today. As a result of that, we have higher gas prices. We have serious inflation that's taking place today. Have the shortage of heating oil. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Midwest and the Western states and in the Northeast, we're going to find mega, major, major problems with families that cannot buy heating oil, number one, and some places the heating oil will not be available because of the gas shortage. And as a result of that, many will either starve to death or will die or will be put in a position of having to go live with some relative in order to stay warm during this cold, cold winter. And we're projected those that are climatologists are saying that we're going to have a very seriously cold winter. We're looking at high food prices, high interest rates on home mortgages. In fact, on the latest news, they're supposed to increase the mortgage rates, the interest rate by 0.75% today or tomorrow. And in doing so, ladies and gentlemen, it will push interest rates on a 30-year mortgage, a home loan, over 7%. And it has shut down the money market. It shut down the mortgage market. It's shutting down the real estate market across America. And that will make a major, major, major have a major devastating blow on what is called the inflation spiral and the future potential of a depression in America. Ladies and gentlemen, there'll be forced electric cars are upon us as a result of the socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party. They're not telling you that these cars will explode and kill everybody in them. Ladies and gentlemen, yet we have school boards today that are pushing and saying that the family members have no authority on what their child is taught. Looking at the article, it says, parents cannot dictate what their children are taught. That's the headline. The school board's saying that a school board lawyer is saying that parents outraged over district's transgender policy cannot choose to have your child. Cannot choose what's being taught. You can have your child placed in another school. At a New Jersey school board meeting last week, parents outraged over the district's transgender policy were told that by the board's lawyer that it is not the right of any parent to determine the curriculum taught to their children in public schools, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what you'll have. That's what we'll have as a nation. It will be on steroids. It will be exponentially increased if we do not be careful, if we're not careful, if we're not prayerful in relationship to how we cast our vote in the next few days. We're on the very threshold, the eve of the election finality, and that will be on the 8th. We need to be careful on how we vote. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, and it sets the pace, if we vote for the wrong candidate, vote for the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic candidate, we're simply wanting to exponentially increase big tech, big government, and the social media that's watching and absolutely following everything that we do. Looking at an article, it says it's official. Google is the powerful arm of evil Democratic Party. Facebook and Twitter get more of the blame and attention when it comes to the stealing of the 2020 election. But one must not forget how Google puts the other big tech players to shame through its own quantitative and qualitative differences in the breadth of censorship it uses when it wants to wreak havoc, real havoc, in overturning the once free press in America. Take, for example, the newest lawsuit against the unrivaled search engine. What is Google up to now? This article reads, according to the suit, it routed its almost all of its emails from the Republican National Committee to support spam to the supporters' spam file during the crucial days at the end of the month when the party was trying to meet donation goals. Quote, Google has relegated millions of Republican National Committee emails en masse to the potential donors and supporters' spam folders during the pivotal point in election and fundraising and community building. The new lawsuit for the Republican National Committee charges. It goes on to say it doesn't matter whether the email is about donating, voting, or community outreach. It doesn't matter whether the emails are sent by people who requested them. This discrimination has been ongoing for about a year, despite the RNC's best efforts to work with Google. The case explained that Google is throttling all messages because of the RNC's political affiliation and their views. Ladies and gentlemen, Google and other big tech social media platforms are monitoring, filtering, and blocking, it's called shadow banning, most, if not all, of the message that we are to receive or that we send, and it's going to increase in the next few days. And between now and January, it will increase exponentially because they wanted to shut down any free communication. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have our Bill of Rights, our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, our right of privacy, if you want to have that to continue to be violated and destroyed, eviscerated, vote for a Democrat. That's what you'll have, ladies and gentlemen. That's the fast track for what they're doing, and they're doing it now. The Democrats have given us immoral transgender craze, the woke cancel culture, and the invasion of privacy through the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS, United States Postal Service, and all of big tech today are simply listening, snooping arms of the federal government. Ladies and gentlemen, the federal government cannot shut down free speech. Federal government cannot shut down religious liberties, but the federal government can allow that to be done through big tech and the social media as an arm of the federal government, and then they can say, no, that we're not doing it, but it is, in fact, the arm of the federal government today. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Pray that you are.
Doing well. Today's November 1st. Today's the day that OPEC cuts production by 2 million barrels. So expect to see a price increase at the rack coming your way in the next few days. Second thing I'd like to address is we need a revival in the United States. We need more people believing in the sovereignty, lordship of Jesus Christ, and learning that message there. Until they learn that, this whole thing with these people that are in government, they're going to continue to use this we know better than you know, and that is the source of a lot of atrocities there. A lot of atrocities in life or in history have been created by those that say, I know best for you. And
absolutely. Yeah. It's the government that's saying, I know best for you. The government says, I know best how you should live. I know best what you should drive. I know best whether or not you use petrol fuels or use electric fuel or transportation. I know best where you need to go, how long you need to stay. I know best what you need to buy, what you need to eat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's the federal government and the state governments that through the recent event of the COVID-19 plandemic, I believe it was planned when you look at the historical roots behind it, when you look at that, it was the methodology by which the federal government used to take full control and to bring about full submission of every American. And until we look at it on the basis, as you said, and recognize the sovereignty of God, that he's in control, and though we need to be his mouthpiece, we need to be his hands and his feet in the world in which we're living in, we need to recognize that God is sovereign. God has not left us alone. We need to focus on trusting God and not government. And until that happens, I believe, as you said, we're faced with major calamity in our nation. And with that, I believe there needs to be a great awakening in America. We need to awaken to the facts. We need to awaken to who is the enemy. We need to awaken of what the Democratic Party really stands for. We need to awaken to the fact that about 61% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, need to awaken to the fact that that age group pushing for socialism in America. We need to awaken to the fact that the federal government wants to control everything that we do, and they're using big tech as the giant arm of the observation, tracking, and tracing of every human being and what we do in America. You're exactly right.
I got one thing to say about big tech. Every citizen out here can do this coming weekend. Put your phone down, turn it off, and don't go online. Go about your business, talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends. And evangelize, not only evangelize for the Lord Jesus Christ, but also evangelize for the tribulations that our government is putting upon us through their lack of leadership and, for lack of better words there, their demented minds.
Yes. Jim, you're exactly right. Brother, I pray that you'll keep looking up and keep on trusting in God and vote. In fact, I say vote like the Democrats soon and often. Thank you for your call. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
I mean, it's sad to see what's going on nationwide, you know what I mean, with the insane people that is in the White House. godless people. They had no fear of the Lord in them. At least we have somebody, at least they are Catholics, and they respect, you know, the heavenly things. And they respect. But this administration is sad to see what's going on. Everything that the Bible talks, they are against it. And the worst thing is to see so many so-called Christians. They had no clue what's going on. It's not that we're going to convert our churches into political headquarters, but at least we need to speak what the Bible says about all this nonsense. This is how I define myself. This is my pronouns. I mean, that's insanity. We need to speak what the Bible says. We need to speak that the Lord created man and woman, and man and woman not to cancel each other, but to complement each other. We got a generation of people thinking that, you know, they are less than. The Lord sees everybody equal. And it's time for many leaders in our churches to start teaching what the Bible teach and what the Bible says about those topics that the people that is godless are trying to push through the entire country. It's sad to say, but that's the reality, brother. Some of our teams in our churches, they don't even know what the Bible says because they're hooked on the phone, and I'm not against phones or anything. But if we utilize the phones for a good cause to teach them and to spread the word and what's going on, you know, that killing a baby and through abortion is killing a human being. This isn't something, a fetus or anything. It is what the Bible says, that you are a man because God says so, that you are a woman because God says so, and there's nothing in between. But I'm still trying to find leaders that stand up for what's right, for what the Bible says. I don't know what's going on these days, brothers. It's sad. It's sad. You have to pray hard.
Jose, what you're saying is exactly right, and if I can take a moment, Jose, for you to hear and for our listeners, the September issue of Decision Magazine, Franklin Graham said this: there's no doubt that the culture has changed radically in a very short time. We've gone from society that recognized and encouraged the sanctity of life and marriage to one that is virtually anti-life and anti-God, constantly undermining the pivotal role and stability of the family. Drugs, violence, and immorality of every kind have swept over the world in a way that we never could have imagined just a few decades ago. Hostility toward Christianity and believers are found virtually in every segment of society, etc., etc. He said, well, what really troubles me is the number of pulpits that fall prey to the whims of culture and fail miserably to declare the truth of God's word. Far too many preachers are afraid of what their peers may say and what their congregations might think if they boldly proclaim the scriptures. Shame on them, Franklin Graham said. And he goes on to say, if that's the case in your church, find another church. Jose, you're exactly right, brother.
Yes.
We need to keep looking up, but we need to at the same time pray and focus on God and not on government and vote based on God's word. And that will be for candidates that love
God. And politely,
God.
Brother, and politely and with God's love, and speak what the Bible says. This is the Bible. It is written here. Nobody, why you hear it out there, but this is what the creator of heaven and earth says. So who are you going to follow? Who are you going to? But it's sad to say, the pattern of the world is consuming the church. And they don't told us, you cannot be mingled with the world. God bless you, brother. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you for your call, Jose. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
A First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.